issue 6 for the city of Elyria next Tuesday. 1 week from today is Election Day, and we have with us Elyria Councilman Mark Jesse, who joins us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me about the T-shirt you're wearing. I can see parts of the words on here as well.
Yes, we have our Elyria Pride Vote for Issue 6 T-shirt. This was the very first piece of material that our team developed back in early January.
Now, I see Pride has periods after it. Is that a...
It does. It does. And, you know, this city has a history of pride. And the Issue 6 wants to look back at the history that we've had and the pride we've had in the city, but then obviously looking forward to the things that we can do with the funds from Issue 6 that will make us even more proud. And the P is for Parks and Police. Those are two of our big segments of Issue 6. The R is for residential street repair. Those are our biggest items in Issue 6, fixing streets, increasing our police force and equipment, and investing in our city parks. I is for an investment in a fiber optic infrastructure that will be a coordinated, comprehensive network designed for businesses. And then D is for development in all parts of the city, and E is for Elyria.
You know, Mark, it's never easy to go to voters and ask them to give more money to the city. What were some of the factors that went into your decision to support it, lead it?
Well, the first thing, we have not passed a new tax issue in 24 years. And I think that we don't really realize that because we have a 0.5% renewal that was initially passed in the 1980s, and it comes up every 5 years. So that renewal was passed in the spring of 2013, and it comes up every 5 years. And so I think people are just thinking, well, you always have a tax issue on the ballot. But that's a renewal that's keeping us stable, if that. And so no new tax money has come in 24 years. And to top it off, the state of Ohio has put a burden on every city and municipality in the state by repealing the estate tax and drastically reducing the local government funds. So for Elyria, that means $2 million less every year, and that started a couple of years ago.
And you said most of the money would be earmarked for police?
Police, residential streets, and also for the city parks.
Right.
And for this fiber optic infrastructure.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. What are we talking about, fiber optic?
Well, fiber optics are it's the information highway of the future. And there is already fiber in the city of Elyria and in most cities. University hospitals are on fiber, the school system's on fiber, life care and Invacare. But it's not a comprehensive. So for instance, if a business wanted to move to downtown and they like the location, they love the historic feel, but right now there's no way they can tap into a high-speed fiber internet. And if their business requires particularly upload speeds that are fast, they can't do it because the traditional internet, the higher speeds are the download speeds because we want to download music and video and that kind of thing. The upload speeds are very, very slow. And for residents, we usually don't have to upload things. But for businesses, that's not the case. And that's exactly why the university hospitals in Lorain County Community College have that, so that they have the fast upload. Well, with the infrastructure in place, I like to equate it to, say, your sanitary sewers. The city makes an investment to provide the opportunity for sanitary sewers in many locations, most locations of the city, unless it's out in the country. And so the residents have an opportunity to tap into that. Be the same thing with this infrastructure. The company would come in and install roughly 40 additional miles of fiber and connect all the dots. And so, for instance, now if a business wanted to come downtown, it's a very, very big incentive for them. As a matter of fact, the company that would install this, in all likelihood, helps market the city across northeastern Ohio. And for a fee of $3,000 to $5,000 tap-in, which goes to the company, not to the city, then they can tailor an internet program that fits their needs, all the way up to the fastest gigabit speeds that are available anywhere on the planet.
That's a sort of, it's like a utility, but many times you think, aren't there private businesses, communication companies that are doing this already?
Yes, but it's not comprehensive, and like I said, it's not connecting the dots. And unless it's fiber cable, then you can't get the speeds. And if you're on the traditional copper cable, then it's very, very slow, and the upload and download speeds conflict with each other as they're trying to, you know, each move along. With fiber optics, since it's speed of light, the information just travels right through.
We're talking this morning with Councilman Mark Jesse about the issue 6, the city tax in Elyria. Talk about the numbers behind it. How much is it, and then what would it impact the residents?
Well, it's a 0.5, a half percent, and Elyria is currently at 1.75 income tax rate. This would take us to 2.25. And as a point of reference, the cities of Lorain and Oberlin are each at 2.5. Lorain recently passed a permanent half percent tax to take them to 2.5. So we'd be at 2.25, and that is higher than some of our surrounding communities, but again, it's not the highest. This would generate roughly $6.2 million right now based on our current tax base. And then we've taken that money and divided it among all of these areas that we've been speaking about this morning. It's also very, very important to make sure that people who are retired, if you're on Social Security, a pension, unemployment, disability, those are not taxed in any way. Those are not earned incomes, and those folks are currently not paying the 1.75, and so this would not affect their monthly budget. If someone makes $25,000 a year, it would be an additional $10 a month, which seems pretty reasonable to me. You make $50,000 a year, it would be an additional $20 a month.
In the coming years, the city will lose some revenue from Bendix that's moving out of the city. Would passage of this preclude any further layoffs?
You know, we would hope so, but here's the thing. When Bendix actually leaves, that's roughly $850,000 a year that we're going to lose. Now, we're hoping that through passing Issue 6 and the kinds of investments we're going to make in the city, we'll start to grow our tax base. So the hope is that when Bendix eventually leaves in a couple years and that tax money stops, that we will have made up the difference. But the real point is that what's the alternative to not passing Issue 6? We will continue to decline. We're going to continue to lose that revenue from Bendix. We're already behind. We're looking at $1.7 million shortfall in our 2016 budget and looking at potential 15% cuts across the board. And the city has been very, very diligent in cost-cutting measures over the last couple of years and has trimmed $2 million from the budget.
How long have you been on council?
I just started my second term, so 2 years and 2 months.
And why did you decide to run in the first place?
Well, my career at Elyria High School was winding down, and I was thinking, well, what do I want to do after I leave the schools? Because I knew I needed to have another career. I'm very active, and I knew that I couldn't sit around the house. So I decided to run for city council, and it really was a logical decision. After 23 years as the choir director at the high school, I had an opportunity to meet many, many, many community leaders. Our groups would be out for Rotary and Kiwanis and churches and various organizations, and had developed a lot of friendships and associations with people, and some on council as well. So it was a very good transition for me, having had those connections before.
Well, I remember seeing Mark for many years for when I go through the Festival of Carols, and it was always surprising to watch Elyria perform because as many of the choirs would perform some traditional things, you always had something quite unique as well. So there's always different creativity and things like that. Are you still feeling that need?
Yes, I do. And that's really come about with Issue 6 because we knew going into this that a traditional campaign would probably not be successful. So we knew we wanted to have a grassroots campaign, and people say, well, what's a grassroots campaign? And that's where you engage many, many, many volunteers, and you're contacting voters at the one-on-one level. You're not just mailing things out there and hoping people see it and read it. You're getting people who are passionate and committed to this particular project and the need, and then they're having conversations, and that's really happened. And we've thought outside the box. We've had lots of videos. As a matter of fact, there's a brand new one that just went up on our Facebook page yesterday, the Elyrians First Facebook page. And Matt Meshack, one of our attorneys, who also is his hobby is flying drones, and he has an incredible video flying over Elyria, flying over the Black River, flying over downtown. And it's specifically talking about this proposal for a fiber optic network. And we're making the comparison that, well, why did Elyria develop in the first place? It was the proximity to the river. And then after that, it was the proximity to the railroads and then the highways. So these were all evolutionary information, technology, transportation issues. And fiber optics, no question, is the information highway technology of the future. So it only makes sense that we would explore that. And we've had tremendous engagement in terms of things on our Facebook page. And again, you just want to get, you want to make sure people are aware. We started our door-to-door campaign last weekend, and I know I found almost everyone that I talked to already was aware of Issue 6. And that not necessarily that they're for it or against it, but they're aware of it. And I think that's a very good sign, because we wanted people to have an opportunity to ask questions and get information and make an informed decision.
I see. It's almost like you're borrowing a little bit of a playbook from the Elyria schools. Having been there, you've seen how they operate with their different levies and try to engage the public and make it part of their effort, not something that's put upon them.
We did. And actually, many things in this campaign are based on the 2007 Issue 7 campaign that did pass the new Elyria High School bond issue.
Mark Jesse, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. Please remember to vote next Tuesday, or you can vote any day this week in person at the Board of Elections.
Absolutely. Again, it's Issue 6 for City of Elyria.